Does Up, Pixar's latest animated movie, maintain a buoyant narrative? Listen to Jacob Blickenstaff's review to find out.
The latest animated feature from Pixar, Up, is the studio's first contribution to the current fashion for 3D movies. I talked recently about the technology in my review of Monsters vs. Aliens, so I won't repeat that here. Up tells the story of widower Carl Fredrickson as he journeys to the South American landmark of Paradise Falls with his accidental companion, Russell. Russell appears on Carl's doorstep, hoping to earn his Helping the Elderly badge, but ends up along for the ride when Mr. Fredrickson's house takes flight under a vast collection of helium balloons.
Hi, Mr. Fredrickson! Please let me in.
No.
Their trip to Paradise Falls includes a violent storm, a la The Wizard of Oz, but the pair land safely in South America. Russell and Carl have a series of adventures and work together to save a rare bird from a maniacal adventurer, Charles Muntz. Others with an interest in science and movies have calculated how many helium balloons it would really take to lift a small house, and determined that the roughly 30,000 shown in the movie falls far short. But I happen to be more interested in using this film to talk about why a helium balloon floats in the first place. Buoyancy is the net upward force on any object submerged in a fluid. Most of us are familiar with the fact that we feel lighter when we get into a swimming pool, into the ocean, or in a bathtub. Anyone who's tried to push a beach ball underwater has felt the substantial upward or buoyant force on the ball. The size of the buoyant force is a property of the volume of the object and the density of the fluid the object's in. It's equal to the weight of the fluid displaced by the submerged object. Let me give you an example. If you submerge a 2-liter bottle, it would displace 2 liters of water. And those 2 liters of water weigh about 20 newtons, so the buoyant force on the bottle would be 20 newtons up. If you filled that 2-liter bottle with sand, it would weigh a lot more than 20 newtons, and it would sink, since the buoyant force is less than its weight. Fill the bottle with oil, and it will weigh a bit less than 20 newtons, and it will float, because the buoyant force will be greater than its weight. Salt water is denser than fresh water, so objects that just barely float in salt water will actually sink in fresh water. It might be a little strange to realize that we're displacing a fluid, air, as we walk around on the surface of the Earth. Since a 150-pound or 700-newton person has a volume of less than a tenth of a cubic meter, and the density of the atmosphere is only about 1.5 kilograms per cubic meter, the buoyant force on the average person is only about 1 newton, which isn't enough to be noticeable, since that person weighs about 700 newtons. Helium balloons, on the other hand, are so light that the buoyant force on them is greater than their weight, so they float in the air. So, given that Mr. Fredrickson's house is floating, essentially motionless in the air, the net force on it must be zero. That means the balloons are pulling up on the house with the same size force that the Earth is pulling down. In that situation, one person could move the house to the side pretty easily, but once you got it moving, it would take a force to bring it to a stop. I expect that wind would be a real problem, since even a light breeze blowing on such a large surface, the house and the balloons, would be enough to push the house along. This brings me to my main concern with the floating house. Several times in the film, a substantial number of balloons are popped with surprisingly little effect. This is a problem when the forces up and down are delicately balanced. Removing just a few balloons would reduce the upward force on the house, and since the weight of the house does not change, it would sink. Near the end of the film, Carl does take this into account when he removes most of the movable property in the house in order to get it off the ground again. This is a dramatic scene, with Carl making a break from his past by discarding possessions he has held on to so long. Unfortunately, for the physics of his floating house to work, he should have been tossing out a little at a time throughout the course of the movie. As in other recent Pixar films, a clear message of conservation and a concern for the environment comes through in Up, and Carl's wife Ellie is a strong, if absent, female character. Physics and physical science teachers can certainly use the floating house to discuss buoyancy and balanced versus unbalanced forces.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.